John Lee Tae-sok was born in 1962 in Busan, Korea, the ninth of 10 children. Now his parents were humble and committed Catholics who lived in the town of Busan in South Korea. Now John lost his father at the age of 9 and his mother supported the family by eking out a living as a seamstress in the markets. John excelled at school. He had been very impressed by the biography of Albert Schweitzer and wondered about becoming a doctor. But as he watched his older brother become a Franciscan friar, he felt the stirrings of a religious vocation. Now his mother, however, was keen that John study medicine first. Partly in obedience to her, he became a doctor. He worked first as a surgeon in the Korean army, but felt the calling to be a priest. So his mother finally gave him a blessing. John then joined the Salesian order and, as a deacon, he visited the Salesian mission in southern Sudan. Now at first sight, he found the leper colony a shock. He had been accustomed to practicing medicine in the spotless condition of the Korean army wards. The normally upbeat doctor was so overcome upon seeing the Hansen's disease patients with their rotten limbs that he fled from the site and ran into the bush. Once he had recovered, he promised his fellow Salesians that he would get used to it, but they did not expect him to come back. To their surprise, Father John wrote to them after his ordination in June of 2001 to say that he would be coming. He explained that working among the lepers would be the best way to be a doctor, priest, and Salesian. Now in Tonj, Sudan, he built a medical clinic with his own hands. He treated some 300 patients a day there. He had a jeep so that he could make personal visits to patients who could never travel to him. In particular, he sought out Hansen's disease victims. Now Father John had grown up in grinding poverty and never kept himself away from the poor of Tonj. He could have lived the affluent life of a highly qualified doctor, but instead, day after day, he was both nurse and doctor to some of the world's poorest people. No longer daunted by the sight of the lepers, Father John spent long hours cleaning and bandaging their wounds. Now Bishop Paul Choi Duki, the bishop of the diocese that Father John hailed from, was moved to tears after seeing footage of the priest caring for the lepers on Korean television. Bishop Choi Duki was determined to travel to Tonj to see Father John in the flesh. Now the bishop was greatly inspired by what he saw and said that Father John was like a saint, one who let the love of Christ be the guiding light in all his endeavors with the lepers and showed clearly that we have to treat them like Jesus. Now Father John was known to have a special way with the young people of Tonj. They were drawn to his winning personality and radiant smile. The locals knew the gentle confessor as Father Jolly, a name that stuck with them till this very day. Now he built a local school with the help of students and taught them math and music. Father John also started the Don Bosco Brass Band and found that music lifted up the youth who were in dire circumstances. But one day, Father John took a rare holiday to Seoul. He had a routine checkup and was diagnosed with cancer of the colon and liver. This was a great worry for Father John, not because he feared the worst for his health, but because he knew that he would never return back to his people in Tonj. Like a good shepherd who takes care of his sheep, Father John was no different. Now at first, he responded well to chemotherapy, but in the last months of his life, his condition rapidly worsened, and he died on January the 14th, 2010, aged 47. Now many back in Tonj had no idea of the passing of Father John. Many were still waiting in anticipation for his return. The members of the brass band were shown video footage of Father Jolly, and immediately, smiles began to radiate. It just shows how this humble priest was the joy in their lives. It was only until footage of his funeral popped up that everything went silent. Just by watching this clip, you can see the heartbreak and the pain within these children. It was a terrible and painful news for them, and for all those who had known the saintly priest. Now Father John was extremely bright and had a joyful temperament. His all too brief life shows the great feats just one missionary can accomplish. As a result of his work, there is now an infinitely higher standard of care for the victims of Hansen's disease in southern Sudan. Father John also passed on his love of music to the youngsters he taught, and the Don Bosco Brass Band is now the most famous music group in southern Sudan. The Don Bosco Brass Band traveled throughout South Sudan to spread the message of peace in war-torn South Sudan through music. Now in a place where there is so much heartache and pain, it took just one priest and one love to turn those pains into joy. Even though many till this day still feel the pain of having lost a true father, the locals in Tonj will forever be blessed to have known and come across a saint. As the Salesian founder, St. John Bosco, once said, "It's not enough to love the children. It is necessary that they are aware that they are loved." Father John Lee Tesok, pray for us.